Amen. But, you know, there's somebody up here today that shouldn't be up here. James Ramsey was involved in a terrible car accident just a few weeks ago, and I'm amazed that he walked away from it. But he's up here playing guitar tonight. God is good. So, James, glad to have you. It's good to be here, isn't it? Yes, it is. Amen. Well, kids, if you want to join me up here on stage, right up here, you can come and sit around here. I have a story I'd like to read to you about the first Christmas. So if you're in junior church or under, you can come on up here. Come on, right up in here. Yep. Yeah, let's do that. Do you like my bearskin rug? Yeah, I shot that all by myself. No, it's not real bear. I don't think it's real bear. Come around this way a little bit here. It's like herding cats. All right. Now, I need to get in that chair right there. Okay, so I'm going to come around here, and I'm going to push this back. All right, here we go. All right. Okay, yeah, here we go.
My cat wants to listen to the story.
Your cat wants to listen to the story too?
I have a boy cat.
All right. Well, how many of you have seen this story before, the first Christmas night? Anybody seen this one before? No? Some of you have? Okay. Well, we're going to read it together anyway, and I'm going to try to read sideways. Can any of you read sideways? Can you? Maybe I should have you read this story. All right, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Oh, you can't see very good. Is that better? Okay, there you go. "'Twas the very first Christmas when all through the town not a creature was stirring. There was not a sound." I'm gonna do this so you can all see. It's a rhyming book, that's right. "The moon shining bright in the heavens so high gave the luster of midday to the Bethlehem sky." Can you see the star right there? Oh, yeah. Is that the moon?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. "The animals were all nestled in warm, cozy places with looks of contentment on each of their faces." Oh, my goodness, there's a donkey, and there's what's that? That's a cow, that's right. "And Mary and Joseph, so tired from the road, had just settled into their humble abode." See Mary and Joseph right there? "To a Bethlehem stable they had traveled with care. They knew that their baby would soon would be there." What's that baby's name? Anybody know that baby?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. You guys are so smart. Yes. "And then in the stable, a baby's first cry, peace on earth and goodwill, redemption is nigh." There's that cow again. There's that cow again. And there's a sheep in there too, isn't there?
No, there's a sheep over there.
That's right. "He had not a crib, but in a manger instead, the tiny new baby lay down his sweet head." You see the manger there? Oh, we're losing one here. My charm just abandoned me at that moment. "Mary looked down at his cute little nose and silently counted 10 fingers, 10 toes. I was going to ask how many of you had 10 fingers and 10 toes, but that could get into trouble real quick, so I'm not going to do that. "As shepherds kept watch on a small nearby hill, their sheep were all silent, all sleepy and still." Oh, sure. They look just like shepherds, don't they? Yeah, yeah. "And there's the angel. When suddenly in the sky there arose such a sight, one angel, then many appeared in the night."
Can you, I think those are only just supposed to be one.
Can you tell which one is the angel?
Tell that one right there.
That one right there is, I think, isn't it? Yeah. The heavens rejoiced as their story unfurled. A baby, a Savior, had been born to the world. There's a whole bunch of angels there, right? So the shepherds arose to search for the place to get a close look at the baby's sweet face. I like this picture best, I think. I think this is a good one. See it. Then out of the east there came royalty whose mission was finding the Savior, you see. You see those? You see the star? Yeah, they're following the star, aren't they? See them follow the star? Those are the three kings, aren't they? When they finally found the babe they had sought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh were the gifts that they had brought. That's another word for baby. He's not in the story yet. Yes, you've heard this story before. Oh, wow. So the wise men bowed down and praised his sweet name. Soon all those who heard would rejoice that he came. And now that we know, can we say with delight? Let's look at the picture first. Jesus was born on the first Christmas night. Let's say that together, okay? Jesus was born on the first Christmas night. One more time. Jesus was born on the first Christmas night. Very good. Now you go home tonight and you have Mom and Dad read you the story from the Bible, okay? You don't have it. Andrea, is that true? All right. Now, do you see that basket of candy canes over there? Every one of you, since you sat so good for the story, can take a candy cane when you go back to your seat, okay? Thank you. Thank you for working. What kind is the candy cane? It's candy cane. Yeah, you may. Yeah. All right. Oh, you didn't trust them, huh? All right. Okay, yeah, because Eliana needs a candy cane too. Oh, hi. Go right down here. There you go. Well, on Sunday mornings leading up to Christmas, we've been looking at the Christmas story from a little bit of a different angle. We've been looking at it from John chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We've been looking at the Christmas story in the person of Jesus Christ, of who that baby was. Sometimes we kind of get a little mixed up as to who that baby was and what he was all about. But John 1:1 is more of a theological kind of story of Jesus' birth. And it tells us some very important things about God. We talked about the fact that he is God come in the flesh. We talked about the fact that we're called to be witnesses to his light and what he is. And if you'd like to listen to them, you can go to our website, www.hollandnorthpoint.org. There's a download tab, and you can catch just about every Sunday sermon that we preach here if you'd like to hear that. But we're going to kind of wrap that up tonight by talking about the Word became flesh. And we're going to start by reading the Christmas story from Luke chapter 1. It says this, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. And she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. And Gabriel appeared to her and said, 'Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you.' Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean. 'Don't be afraid, Mary,' the angel told her, 'for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. And then in Luke chapter 2, it talks about the birth circumstances of Jesus. When you read the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, it doesn't do it necessarily in chronological order, but it compacts stories into time, so you got to kind of remember that. But it says, at this time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. And he took with him Mary, his fiancée, who is now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. And she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened, what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherds' story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying God and praising Him for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Now that's the Christmas story. Those are the circumstances that surrounded the birth of Jesus Christ. I want to take us a little bit a step further this evening, and I want to talk about for just a few moments just who that baby really was, because that's really the crux of the meaning of the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not that he came, it's not that he was born, it's not that there were shepherds in the field, that wise men came, that Herod was king, all of those wonderful stories that we know from our childhood, but it's about who this baby really was, because the end of the story is the story. The story of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We like the Christmas story because it's got all of the wonder and all of the beauty and all of the fantasy kind of portion to it. But Jesus came for a purpose. He came to die for us. He came with the express purpose of giving His life on the cross so that we could know God in a better way. In John chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, it gives us some insight into just who this Jesus is. It says, "So the Word became human." Now the Word always refers to Jesus Christ. So you can substitute the name of Jesus for the Word in here. "So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." John testified about Him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for He existed long before me.' From His abundance we have received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son is Himself God and is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us." One of the things that we talked about when we talked about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, is the fact that Jesus made some very clear claims about who He was, and one of them is that He is God. Jesus himself claimed to be God. You remember in the story of his standing before Pilate, and they asked him who he was. Are you the Son of Man? And he said, I am. We think of those words, I am, as just kind of a phrase that we use. But Jesus was invoking the name of God himself when he called himself the I am. When Moses was in the Old Testament, when Moses was asking God who they should say sent him, they said, what should I call you? What should I say your name is? And God said, tell them the I am has sent you. The self-existent God has sent you. And Jesus was claiming godhood for himself when he said, I am. And yet, he also claimed to be human. Now, this is a mystery. We can't really understand all the ins and outs of that. But only a human with flesh and blood could offer a sacrifice that was sufficient for God to accept for our sins. And so Jesus was the God-man that came into this world to die for our sins. That's what Christmas is all about. It's the man-God that came. Secondly, John tells us that he is the source of every blessing. It says, for from his abundance we have received one gracious blessing after another. I want to tell you something about Jesus this evening. If you want to have a blessed life, you need Jesus. If you want to experience the blessings of God in your life, you need Jesus. That doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen to you. I'm not some kind of pie in the sky, lollipops and cotton candy preacher that tells you if you just accept Jesus Christ, everything will be all right. You won't have any more problems. We've got a whole boatload of people here who can tell you how God has sustained them through some of the darkest times in their life, but they had the hope and they had the blessings of God in the middle of everything that they've ever gone through. That's what God wants to do in your life too. He wants to be that source of abundant blessing in your life so that when you face those darkest hours, when you face those times where you don't know what to do, you don't know who to turn to, you have someone in heaven and inside of you that you can turn to, that you can talk to, that you can relate to, that will bless you in those times. So number one, he is the God-man that came to earth. Number two, he is the source of every blessing that we could ever want. And then thirdly, if you want to know God, you got to know Jesus. It just comes down to that. Jesus said, if you want to see the Father, you've got to see me. If you want to know the Father, you've got to know me. It says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son is himself God. John believed that Jesus was God come in the flesh. And is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. There's a lot of people who would love to know God. A lot of people who even make that cry, they say, God, just show yourself to me today. Show me who you are. And I want you to know that he has already done that. He has done that in the person of Jesus Christ, the one who came to this earth and was born as a man, as a human being, and who went to the cross and who died and who shed his blood. That was God giving himself on the cross for you and I. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he cares about us. Some of you are going to go home and you're going to open some presents on Christmas Eve. I don't know, that just doesn't seem right. But some of you are going to do that. We always open our presents on Christmas morning. But you're going to open presents and you're going to give gifts to each other. And that's the whole idea behind Christmas, is the giving of gifts. But don't forget that the ultimate gift that was given on that Christmas morning was the Son that was born to die for you and I, so that we could have peace with God, so that we could have reconciliation with Him, so that all of the guilt, all of the shame, all of the things that you've ever done can be forgiven and covered by His blood and made right in the eyes of God. That's what Christmas is really all about. So when we sing the songs that we sing, when we pray the prayers that we pray, when we listen to the Word, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Him and what He's done for us. I hope that you've made that commitment to Him. The Bible says anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's that simple. Simply believing that He is God, come in the flesh, that He is the God who died for your sins is sufficient for you to receive forgiveness from Him. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to give anything to the church. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to become a member of this church. You don't have to, you know, it's not up to you. It's all up to Jesus. He's done it all. All you have to do is receive it this morning, this evening. And you can be made right with God. I hope you have a great Christmas, but I hope most of all that this Christmas is the Christmas that you come to Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank You this day for sending Your Son to this earth. And God, I pray that if there's anybody here this evening that doesn't know You as Lord and Savior, that God, they would make that decision before they go, that they would make that decision to follow Jesus Christ and to make Him Lord of their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.